State lawmakers are supposed to finish up their work for the year by Sunday. But with budget negotiations stalled, one House Democrat says this year's legislative session will again require extra time. Here with more now is KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Austin, hello.
It's good to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. And tell us, what is the holdup?
The main holdup is that the House and Senate cannot agree on a two-year budget, a go-home deal. And the real division is over whether to raise taxes, something Democrats are insisting upon, something Republicans have said should be a last resort.
You know, they call them special sessions, Austin, but they don't feel so special. Are they becoming more common, more predictable?
They are becoming more common. When I started down here in 2004, there was a streak of no special sessions. I got lulled into thinking, oh, they adjourn on time, they get their work done, and they go home. So 2004 to 2009, no special sessions. Starting in 2010, and this really was on the heels of the Great Recession, they started the era of special sessions. And so we had one in 2010, two in 2011, two in 2012, due in 2013, and I'm not counting the ones where they came back like in the fall for the one-day special session for the Boeing tax breaks or other sort of one-day mid-year kind of things. These are just special sessions to get the job done.
And why do they need extra time to get the job done? Why isn't this just enough time in a regular session?
Well, they would say that 105 days when you're writing a, you know, $37, $38 billion budget, you know, they would argue it's just not enough time, especially when you have divided government. I mean, keep in mind, a state like California has a year-round legislature. We're still a part-time citizen legislature, and these are complex times. On the flip side, the reason they can't get there is because they're not actually negotiating. They can't actually agree to get to a place where they can get to a final deal. There's a standoff, if you will. And in that sense, perhaps the taxpayers and the public can understandably be frustrated with them.
And what will this extra time cost taxpayers?
That's hard to pin down, and it's sort of all over the map. I went back with the help of the legislative staff and looked at 2012. That was about a $300,000 tab for taxpayers for an extra 30-day session. You know, if they do the rolling recess, it can be a couple of $1,000s a day to stay into session. It can be up to $10,000 a day. It just sort of depends. But, you know, roughly it's going to cost for 30 days, probably about $250,000 to $300,000 for them to stay in session.
Austin, the McCleary decision came down over 3 years ago, and lawmakers could face contempt of court charges. Why isn't there more urgency to this?
Well, they do have the urgency of the Supreme Court saying if you don't get a budget that includes a plan to fully fund education by 2018, you face the threat of sanctions. And the day after the legislature adjourns, they've got to turn in their report to the Supreme Court. It will be interesting to see if the Supreme Court says, okay, we'll give you another 30 days while you sort this out. But that may be the other reason why it's taking them some extra time, is they need to satisfy the court, and they're not there yet.
What happens next, Austin?
Well, they will have to adjourn the 105-day session, and then the decision will be whether the governor calls them back right away or sends them home for a while to stew and think about it and then calls them back. That's always a great debate. It is the governor who calls them back. Once the governor declares a special session, it's 30 days on the clock. They can use some of it or all of it. If they go beyond that, then there needs to be another special session.
Austin Jenkins, KUOW's Olympia correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.